Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Dalid in Maseches Chagiga. It is the 780th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. That is an important set of halachos in regards to those individuals that are considered a shota and thereby not included for mitzvos. Of course, the reason why we are discussing that is because the Mishnah in the first line, in Maseches Chagiga, taught us that everyone is chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, of going up to the Beis Hamikdash, aside from a shota. What exactly qualifies as a shota? It's very easy to call somebody a shota. What is the halachic definition of a shota? And that is very, very important even today in Halacha L'maisa. And that's a nominee for the halacha from the daily daf. We will also talk about a tumtumah and an androgynous that is mentioned in our Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, as also being exempt from the mitzvah of being part of Re'iyas Kol Zechurcha. In the Mishnah we had learned, based on the pasuk that the Torah Kedosha says, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeroa Kol Zechurcha Es Peneha El Peneha Adon Hashem. So number one, there is a mitzvah of Re'iyah, of Re'iyas Pei Abayis, as well as a mitzvah of specifically men, which include a tumtum and an androgynous, someone who has conflicting signs of whether they are male or female, tumtum having signs of being both a male and a female, an androgynous having conflicting signs of both male and female, and a tumtum having neither clear signs. So we will discuss tumtum as well as the concept of mitzvah saseh shazman grama, which women are exempt. We'll also discuss the halachos of chinuch, of katan shegiu lechinuch, and we will get involved in the sugya of avodim as well, that we learned in our Mishnah that avodim are exempt from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. On the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, going on to Dalet Amud Beis, we'll talk about those people who have difficulty walking and their chiyuv or lack thereof for Re'iyas Pnei Habayis. And then we will have some beautiful agadatas in regards to the mitzvah of Re'iyas Pnei Habayis and the implication about our relationship with Kudsha Brichu. So let's Be'ez Hashem begin 6 lines from the bottom, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, last narrow line, Tana Rabbanan, Ezehu Shota. Who is considered a Shota, literally translated as a fool? But we will see that that is not the precise definition, both according to a simple reading of the Gemara, as well as Halacha L'maisa, as well, we'll hopefully get to that also. Ezehu Shota, what qualifies the fool as being exempt from Re'iyah, as well as Ptur min ha-mitzvos u'min ha-onesh, Rashi says, and they can't do kinyanim or engage in any significant sale. Hayotzi yechidi balayla, someone who roams at night alone. V'alam bebeis hakvaros, someone who sleeps in a cemetery. V'amakareas ksuso, and he tears his clothing. Itma, Ravuna amar achi u'kulam bebas achas. Ravuna says you need to do all of them to be considered a shota. Rabbi Yechanan amar filu me'achas mehen. Even if he does one of them, exhibits one of these behaviors, that's enough to be considered a shota. Asks Gemara hechidami. Idavalu derech shtus. If he exhibits this behavior, if it's clear he's doing it in an insane manner, afilu b'chadanami, even if he does one of these attributes, then that should be enough. Idelo avilu derech shtus, and if he doesn't do it in a way that seems deranged, afilu kulinami lo, so then all of it as well, even if he does all of them, should not be problematic. Says the Gemara, lo ilam dekavilu derech shtus. Really, he did it in a manner that is one of shtus. In other words, a manner that would seem like he's deranged. However, v'alom bebeis hakvaros emar, but it could be explained away, k'dei shetishra alav ruach tumah hu deka'avid. The reason he did it is to have the ruach tumah aid him, according to Rashi in the last line, in black magic. In other words, it doesn't show he's entirely deranged. He's a strange guy. He's interested in black magic, but he's not deranged. V'ayotzi yichidi belayla, and the fellow that roams the street at night, emar, Gandroipis achte, the process of Gandroipis grabbed him. This was a form of a spirit where a person was grabbed by a spirit, often it was a dog. This is how some of the translators translate Gandroipis. Rashi suggests that it could be its anxiety, a panic attack. Choyli ha'oiches mitoich daga, or Rashi ultimately learns that there was some tense spell of body heat that forces him to go outside. But either way, it doesn't show that the person is entirely deranged. V'amikareas ksuso, someone who tears his clothing. Says the Gemara, Eimar bal machshavasu. Maybe we could explain away his actions that he's so involved in thought that he's tearing his clothing. We have Mamore Chazal that Amoraim, they were so involved in thought, they squeezed their parts of their body, their legs, and so on until they bled. So maybe that's what's going on over here. Therefore, we need, continues the Gemara at the end of the Amud, the Gilam Al-Beis, Kivin Avdinu Kulu, Lekulu, they've done all these things. Havalu Kimisha Nagach, then it becomes parallel to the following case. When it comes to Bava Kama, Shor Chamol Vigamol, if an ox gored another ox and then a donkey and a camel, Vinasamoy Muad Lekul, then that shows that the animal is a gorer. So if he does it once, then maybe it's not a gorer. But if they do all these behaviors to different animals, so then that shows the animal's a gore. So too over here. You could explain one away, you could explain two away, but if it keeps on happening, then probably he is deranged. Amar Rav Papi, Shmuel Leilu Rav Huna, this position of Rav Huna that we just explained, that you need all three of them, Hadisanya, Izeu Shotizem, Abikol Ma'ashinosin Lo, have a Hadir Bey. If he would have heard that a Shota is those who destroy that which is given to him, so then he would have conceded that is clearly someone who's deranged. And if that is someone deranged, so then the list doesn't have to be that you do all of the list, but any one of the list, Yotze Bebes Hakvaros, Mikareyas Ksuso, Lon Yechidi Belaila, all of them define someone who's a Shoter. So Hadarbei, Rav Huna wouldn't have needed all three to decide he was a Shoter. Iboilu, we have this question. Ki have a Hadarbei, Mi Mikareya Ksuso, Hadarbei, when we say would have changed his mind. He would have said Mikareya Ksuso also shows that he's deranged. Odilma Mikulav Hadar. That he would have changed his mind not only about Mikareya Ksuso, because we see Mikareya Ksuso is Ma'abe Komashinostimlo, and that clearly someone's deranged. Or even Halon Biyachidi of Halayla would be enough for Rav Huna to have known that he is a Shota. So that what exactly was Rav Papa's proof? Teku, that we leave off as Tishbi Yitareitz Kushios Ve'Abayos, Lahalacha, we paskin that even one of them is enough to show that the fellow is a Shota. Mirtz Hashem, Halacha from the Daily Daf, definitely important nominee, is Halacha Lamaisa for institutions and instances where we deal with individuals who are not working with full intellectual capabilities, and there are many, many different instances where people don't act quote-unquote normal. Of course, this is it's a massive field in the world of psychology as well as in the world of chesed, what are referred to as special needs people and so on and so forth. And the halachic status of a shota and how that relates to that population of special needs is a fascinating discussion. Let's pick up from the Gemara on the top of Dalet Amud Alef, Tumtum v'Androgynous. We learned that both of them are not considered a zachar, and therefore they're potter from being all a regal. Tan Rabban and zachar, lahotzi es hanashim. When it says zachar in the pasuk, it includes men. But it doesn't only say zachar, but rather, yeirah kol zichurcha. Zichurcha is coming to add something else, lahotzi tumtum v'Androgynous. Kol zichurcha, then it says kol. Shalish pan mashana yeirah kol zichurcha. Lerabos, that would be coming to include. Kol is coming to include. Lerabos is ektan. It's come to include Ketanim, that they are chayiv in olaregel. Of course, in a few moments, the Gemara is going to ask, didn't we learn in our holy Mishnah, Hakol chayam b'riya chutz mishchar shota v'katan, that katan is not included in being olaregel, to which the Gemara is going to answer, it depends on katan igilchit, katan shel igilchit. But let's get there. The Gemara says, Omar mar, zachar lahotzi es hanashim, coming to preclude women, asking Mar Halam Alikra, why do we need a pasuk? A very fundamental question. Michti mitzvah sasei man grama nashim pturas. It's a time-related mitzvah. It's a particular time of the year that you have a chiyuv to be ola regel, and women are exempt from mitzvah sasei man grama, as spelled out in Kedushin Chavtes. Answers the Gemara, no, we need a pasuk. Itzrak sal kadai tachamina. I would have thought nelev ri'ya mahakel. The expression of Re'iya is also used by Hakel. According to many, the last mitzvah in the Torah in Parshas Vayelech, where there's a mitzvah in Vayelech for everyone to come together and to hear Bishnas HaShmita, the reading of the Sefer Torah, by the king. And the Pasuk says, Bevoichol Yisrael Le'ra'os. es pnei Hashem elokecha, le'ra'ois es pnei Hashem elokecha. So we have the expression of ri'iyah, and we know it's mefurish there in the pasuk, hakel, hanoshim, va'atoch, women and children. Ma lahal hanoshim chayavos, afkan hanoshim chayavos. I would have thought, just like hakel, women are chayavos in ri'iyah. So too, when it comes to ri'iyah, then it will be a chiyuv on women as well when it comes to the moadim. Kamash malon, no. Period. Amar maris chorcha lahotzi tumtum androgynous. We learn to preclude both the tumtum and androgynous. The tumtum is that it's not clear whether it's a man or a woman. The simanim aren't obvious. Androgynous has both siman. Bishleim androgynous. It's writ. I need to learn androgynous. Akadath mina holy is like tzad zachrus. There, he has the signs of a male as well as a female, but he has signs of a male. Lichayiv kamashon the beri b'fnei atzmo. The chiddush is that he's considered a separate entity. It's not the pshat that he's both a zachar and a keva, but it's a distinct entity. Elotumtim sveiko, but tumtim maybe is a safek. We can't. It's not obvious what his simanim are. So mi yitzchakralim mi ute sveika. Do we need the pasuk to preclude a safek? Why would we ever think that he is chayiv? So this is a very interesting question. Why would you think he's chayiv? Don't we have a rule of safek daraisa lechumra? The achronim point out. So today I don't have the general resources that I normally have and to look up, but what I do have is Ashrimi Shabava Talmuda Biyado. I have my Gemara, so what we write down, that we remember. So on the side, I quote that I mentioned that the Achronim asked, why don't we say Savik Darais L'Chumra? And now I wonder to myself out loud, to answer the question that I'd written on the side, that maybe this is a riot to the Rambam that holds Savik Darais L'Chumra is only a Din D'Rabbanan. Close brackets, back into the Daf. So the Chiddush is that when it comes to the Tumtum, we would say that because it's a suffix, why do we need a pasuk? Amar Abaye kishebeitzav mi bachutz. We're talking about a case where his testicles are already visible, but his aver is not visible. So then in such a case, he's still considered a tumtum, and we need Xeris HaKosuv to tell you that even though it's not an absolute suffix what he is, but since we don't see the aver, it's not enough to turn him into a zachar, and therefore we might have thought that he is chayiv, simply from the Beitzim, Kamash Malan, then know that such a tumtum is also a potter. Amar Mar calls the Chorchel Rabbis as a ketanim. We learned above that Kol Zechor is coming to tell us that ketanim as well are chayv and riyah. Asks the Gemara about Tanan, but didn't we learn a Mishnah Chutz Mechar Shotavei Katan, emphasis on Katan, that Katan is exempt. Amar Abaye Loi Kasha, Kan Be Katan She Higiyah Lechinuch, Kan Be Katan She Lo Higiyah Lechinuch. If the child has already reached the age where there is a mitzvah that the Gemara in Sukkah tells us for a parent to teach a child, so then in such a case, then there is a chiyuv of ri'iyah. Of course, yesh lachgar, one could speculate, conceptualize what exactly is the nature of that chiyuv, but either way, there would be a chiyuv. So that is not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about katan shelo gil lechinuch, and Kol Zechorcha is coming to tell us a katan shegil lechinuch is chayiv. Analyzes the Gemara, katan shegil lechinuch to rabbanani. The chiyuv that we know from Maseches Sukkah is rabbinic in nature. It's not biblical. Therefore, so a child should not be included in the mitzvah of ri'iyah on the level of daraisa that Kol is coming to tell us. It says Gemara, Eina chanami. That's true across Machta Ba'almu. And the pasuk is just a support that was found to the Din D'Rabbanan. Different ways to understand how you look at an asmachta. Maybe it's even just a way to remind ourselves of that Din D'Rabbanan. Maybe it's a different understanding, but either way, the chiyuv of ri'iyah for a child who is gil chinuch is derabbanan, and our Mishnah, when it says that katan is exempt, is a katan shelo gil chinuch, and kol is just an asmacht on the pasuk. Ve'ela kral amai asa lichidachem, and the pasuk is coming to teach us the shita that is known as achirim, the opinion of others, is a fascinating shita on Zayin and Mabez that says that those professions that are involved with things that have a foul odor are exempt to be ole ria. Acherim omrim, says the Gemara, two lines into the left into the narrow, on dalet amen aleph, two lines above the wide. Acherim omrim, hamikamets v'hamitzarif nechoshes. Now, mitzarif nechoshes is pretty clear, and that is those who meld copper. Vabursi, a bursi is a tanner. Now, mikamets, the Gemara in Ksubis Rashi says, is someone who comes in contact with the excrement of dogs. While Rashi has a second pshat, says that it could be it's complementing the first pshat in Rashi, that they would use the excrement of dogs to work the leather and harden leather. So Ptur min Ariya, all these people are exempt from Olaregel, Mishum Shnemer called Zechurcha, Mishiyachol Lalosim called Zechurcha. Only those who could go with everybody. Yatsu Eilun comes to preclude those, Shein Ruya Lalosim called Zechurcha, they can't go with everybody else. Why can't they go? Because no one wants to be next to them because they smell. So it could very well be that the Pasuk is coming to bring out this point with the Kol, that only those who are able to be around calls Chorcha. The market name is the second two lines into Dalet Amid Alf. Nashim Avadim Shein Meshuchrarim. We also learned slaves that have not been freed. We learned in our Mishnah, three lines from the top in the Mishnah, that they are also exempt from mitzvahs Re'iyah Bishlam. And Nashim Kedamar. El Avadim Minolan says, how do we know that Avadim are not included in the mitzvah? Amar Avun Amar Kra El Pnei Adon Hashem. The mitzvah is Yerah called Zechurcha El Pnei Adon Hashem. Mi she'ein lo el Adon Achad. Only those who have one master. Yatzazesh she'esh lo Adon Acher. He has another master. He not only is responsible to do the mitzvahs, but he also has to listen to his Adon, his master, because he's an Eved, hence he's exempt. Asks the Gemara, Halom Likra. Why do we need the pasuk? Michti. Kol mitzvah. We learned in both Nazir and Krisus, and this is an important klal. Every mitzvah sheisha chayev is ba, evet chayev ba. Any mitzvah that a woman is responsible to do, an evet is also chayev to do. Kol mitzvah shein isha chayev is ba, einu evet chayev ba. De gamar la la miisha, we learn out gzeirah shava of la la miisha to equate an evet to an isha. We had this gzeirah hakasav on daf beis amid aleph. Excuse me, I misread the Masoras Hashas. We have this in Kedushin Chav Gimel Amid Aleph that Eved has the mitzvos of an isha, and we learn out Exereshava Lala Meisha by a woman in regards to get. The Gemara in Gittin spells it out even more clearly on Lamed Tes Amid Beis. It says V'chosav La Sefer Krisus, and we make Exereshava in regards to a Shifcha Charufa Lo Nitein La Bikoreth. So we equate a woman to an a Shifcha. And the Gemara uses in a few places the idea that an Eved won't be chayev more than a woman would be. So the Gemara asks, so we don't need a pasuk to tell us that an Eved is exempt. Once we know a woman is exempt, as we learned above, Zechur is coming to preclude an Isha. So then in such a case, why do I need another pasuk that we said before, El Pnei Ha'adon Hashem, Misha Ein Lo El Adon Echad? Gemara answers, seven lines from the bottom, Amar Ravina, Lo Yinitzruch El Misha Chetzio Yeved V'Chetzio Ben Chayr. Talking about someone who's a half Eved and a half Ben Chayrin. So then in such a case, there's a part of them that should be Chayiv. If what's the case, Chetzio Eved, Chetzio Ben Chayrin, that we had on Beis Amid Aleph. And that was the case of a person who is owned by two people, an Eved that's owned by two people, he's freed by one of them and not the other. So such an Eved is also exempt. Dekanami diktani nashim avonim sheinim shechron. May sheinim shechron, they haven't been freed. Ilem sheinim shechron klal. If we're going to say they weren't freed at all, listen to Avadim Stama. Why did the Mishnah emphasize Ein Meshuchron? Of course, Eved is someone who's not free. Elav Shein Meshuchron Legamri. He must be referring to a very particular case where the Eved is not entirely free. Umay Ninu, and what's that case? Misha Chetzio Eved V'Chetzio Ben Chayrin. Someone who is a partial Eved and partial Ben Chayrin. Shema Mina, says Gemara, we hear this as a proof that Misha Chetzio Eved V'Chetzio Ben Chayrin is what the Pasuk and the Mishnah are coming to tell us, that they're exempt from being Ola Rega. The Mishnah also mentioned fellows who cannot walk, Hachiger, as well as a blind person, Vasuma, Vechol, Vazaki, they're all exempt from Ola Rega. Says the Gemara, three lines from Ban Tana Rabbanon. It says in the Pasuk, Regalim. In Parshas Mishpatim, where the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is found, it says, Shalosh Regalim, which is a very, very interesting expression. Literally means there are three times when you're going to use your legs. Prat lebale kabim. It precludes people who don't go by leg, but have stumps. Dover acher regalim prat lechiger. Some darshan that pasuk to preclude a cripple, ulechola ulesuma, as well as a sick person who can't walk, a blind person because he's not able to see, he's not able to walk very far without direction, ulezakein, an elderly person, Shani Yachalalos Paraglof, or any other impediment that causes a person not to be able to walk. The Gemara asks, what do you mean, any other impediment? Shani Yachalalos Paraglof Asuyimai, what's that coming to include? Amar Rava Lasuyi, it's coming to include turning on to Amar Beis Mifanaki, someone who is incapable of walking without shoes, because on the Harabayis, you're only allowed to walk without shoes. Presumably the shorish of this word is from mefunak, that he is very spoiled, his legs are so sensitive that he can't walk without shoes. So then he's going to be exempt. Ramos b'chatzerai seems to indicate that they're walking barefoot on the Harabayis in Yishayo Tana. Two lines at top, dollar and base. Ha'oro v'atamei p'turim min ha'riyah. Someone who's uncircumcised or someone who is tamei is exempt from riyah. Says the Gemara, Bishleim atamei. Dichsid, the pasuk says, uvasam shama v'esam shama kol. She yeshna b'biya, yeshna b'avah. The pasuk, it says, you will come there and you will bring your karbanis. So, whoever can come has a chiyuv to bring a karban. V'kol she'ena b'biya, ena b'avah. Whoever cannot come does not have a chiyuv to bring a karban. Hence, the fellow who is Tamei cannot bring a karban, so it must be that he is exempt from the chiyuv of Re'iyah. Ela Arel Minalam, but how do we know that an Arel is an exempt from being all a regular Jew who for whatever reason wasn't circumcised? Sometimes not even his fault, if his brothers had passed away due to Mila because they were suffering from a blood clot disease, that their blood didn't clot, so that person doesn't get a Mila, it's Pikuach Nefesh, and he remains an Arel. How is an Arel? Do we know that an Arel is Pater? Haman Rabbi Akiva. Demar bel Arel Kletame. Rabbi Akiva puts an Arel in the category of Tam. Desanye. We learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Akiva Imer Ish Ish Lerabos Es Ha'Arel. When the Torah describes Ish Ish Mizera Aaron Vuhut Saro As Azov, it's coming to include the Arel, that he's like a Tame, that the Torah says that those people who are Kohanim or Tame cannot eat the Truma. And says, Ish Ish, why the double Lashon Ish, coming to be Marbe and Arel. So once we see Rabbi Akiva equates when it comes to Kohen and eating Truma, so too we equate it here as well. Tan Rabbanan, 7 lines on top of Dalet on the base, Tamei, Potem in Ari'iya, Dichsiv Vasa, Shem Ve'esim Shem, Kosh Yeshem Bia, Yeshem Avav, Kosh Yeshem Bia, Ein Bavo, as we mentioned above, if they don't have a Chiyuv of bringing a carbon because they can't, then they don't have a Chiyuv of Bia. Rabbi Yechonam ben Davo, Yemer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Suma Me'achas Me'ena, Potem Ari'iya. Similarly, someone who's blind in one eye is exempt from Re'iyah. Shenemar Yera'eh, Yera'eh. The Torah speaks about Yera'eh kol zechorecha. And it says Yera'eh twice. Kederach sheba liros kach ba leira'os. Just like the way someone comes to be seen, that to see, that's the way in which he should come to be seen. Now, it's the same person who can see in a certain matter, then they should come to be seen at the Harabais. Ma boliros, just like someone who comes to see, S-E-E, without the N. Someone who comes to see, b'shtei einav, it's with two eyes. Afle ra'os, someone who comes to be seen, S-E-E-N, someone who comes to be seen by the Harabais, for the mitzvah of olas ri'iyah, ri'iyas haregel, that's only those who have two eyes, because lihi ra'os is connected to liros. Now, what's the connection between the two? That is a fascinating question. Probably is as much Kabbalah as it is Digduk. Rav Huna kimat lahaikra. When Rav Huna reaches the pasuk Yera'eh Yera'eh that says Re'iyah twice by coming to be Ola Regel, Bachi, he cried. Amar Eved Sharaba Mitzapelo Leroso. An Eved who his master wants to see him. Is there a time that his master is going to distance him? Yisrachek menu. Dichsiv, the pasuk says in Yeshayo, the pasuk that we mentioned above, and now we expound on that pasuk. Kisavo leros panai mi bikesh dos miyetchem. Did I want to see you at all? Ramos chatzerai, those who tread on my chatzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Yeshayo, he's not interested in us because the rest of the time we are doing inappropriate things one to the other, and we are not serving him properly. Three lines before the wide and dollar and beis Rav Huna kimat laikra bachi. A case where Rav Huna cried, another pasuk, v'zavachta shlam v'chalta sham. That Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us that we're going to come to Eretz Yisrael and we'll be able to bring karbanos shlamim in the Beis HaMikdash, evet shrabo mitzapo lechal shulchano. Yisrachek menu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to eat on his table, yet we become distant from him. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, lomali rav yisachechem yomar Hashem. Yeshayo says, I don't want your karbanos. Rabbi Elazar kimat laikra bachi. Similarly, Rabbi Eliezer cried when he got this pasuk, that the brothers were stunned when Yosef HaTzadik revealed himself, and they couldn't answer at all. Says Rabbi Eliezer, amazing Moser, can you imagine that we're not gonna, how stunned we're going to be when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Musar. Rashi learns that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us, prove to us, the sins that we've done in front of him. Here, Yosef Atzaik says, Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai. According to Beis Halevi, the Musar, according to this Gemara, is as follows. You said to me, you're so afraid about my father dying, but I'm Yosef. How can you say that our father is still alive? Whether you learn the Beis Halevi's pshat or not, at the end of the day, Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to prove that we did Averus. The Chavetz Chaim said when the movies came out, that once upon a time, silent film, idea of a motion film. So the Chavetz Chaim said that now people will understand what always was true, but couldn't imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prove our Averus. So all he'll do is he'll play back the video. So this is where Rabbi Elazar cried. Rabbi Elazar came out to Aikra Bachi, Ve'er Meshmuel, Oshol, Lama Hergas, Tani, La'alos, Osi. Shmuel was upset at Shaul when Shaul had called up his spirit. Shmuel was afraid of the judgment that would come out of it. We should certainly be afraid. The Gemara now gives a little bit of background of this with the spirit of Shmuel. Shmuel, mahi dechsiv. Vatoymer Yishoel Shaul. Elokim ra'isi. Shaul, when he was distressed, went to a woman who had the power to raise the quote-unquote spirit of dead people, and she raised the spirit of Shmuel, and she said, Ra'isi Olim, I see him rising up. But notice, Olim is plural. Olim Trei Mashmi. Chad Shmuel, one was Shmuel, V'idach, the Azal Shmuel. V'aisi L'meshe, bad day. And then Shmuel went and brought Moshe. Amar Lei, Dil Machas V'shom L'dina Mitpe'ina. Maybe they're calling me up. Shmuel was afraid that he's being summoned. Kaviyachal, his ruach is being summoned somewhere. He thought he was being summoned for a judgment. So he went to bring Moshe Rabbeinu to testify on his behalf. Amar Lei, Dil Machas V'shom L'dina Mitpe'ina. They're bringing me for a din Torah. Kum ba'adai, come on my behalf, Moshe Rabbeinu. Deleka Milsa, and testify that there isn't anything to kosafta ba'reis lo kaim misa. That there is nothing in the Torah that you wrote, Moshe Rabbeinu, that I didn't fulfill, says Shmuel. Rabbi Ami was taken aback by another pasuk. Kimat la'ikra in Echa, Bachi, he cried, Yite in Bafar Piyu, we mourn and we should put dirt in our mouth. Ula yesh tikva, maybe there's hope. Amar, he said, Kulehai, even all after all we do, v'ulai, with all these surim, maybe there's hope. In other words, a tremendous pachad, a tremendous fear. He also said a similar idea in a pasuk of Tzfanya. Rabbi Ami kimat la'ikra bachi. The pasuk in Tzfanya says, Bikshu tzedek, bikshu anava, ulai tisasru. If you search out righteousness and humility, maybe you will be protected, maybe you will be covered, b'yom af Hashem. So it's a pachad. Even if you do all the things, it's not for sure what is it? Again, this expression, Amar Kulai, how you do all this, V'ulai, and maybe you will be protected. Similarly, another pasuk in Amos spooked out Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were close. Kimat la'ikra, Bachi, he cried on the pasuk on Amos, Sinu Rava of Utovi, Tzigu B'Shar Mishpat, Ulai, Yichanin Hashem Elokei Tzavakos. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find favor in your eyes. Kulai hai v'ulai. And he exclaimed this expression of Kulai hai v'ulai. We will stop over here. I have to go learn, travel to Yerushalayim to be able to be with the Talmidim and the Grus Kolel for Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, I'm glad to be back with you. I guess next time around in the cycle, Mirtz Hashem, next cycle we'll make up a Beis and Gimel that we didn't record. But Beis Hashem, Shabbos is Daf Hey. I'm looking forward to learning with you Daf Vav as we continue the march together in Shas. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Dalet in Maseches Chagiga. And I would like to record one, Mirtz Hashem, we have a few moments, also the halacha from the Daily Daf about the status of mental disabilities and exemptions from mitzvahs and the status of a shota bizman hazeh. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Dalet in Maseches Chagiga.